Laura Spear, and I'm Associate Director at the Annie E. Casey Foundation. The Annie E. Casey Foundation is the largest private philanthropy in the United States that's specifically focused on improving outcomes for disadvantaged kids. We're based in Baltimore, but we have a focus nationwide. We know that the transition to adulthood is difficult, that there are lots of things that are required when you're, you know, transitioning to adulthood, and when you have a child, it's even more challenging. So, you know, they have to finish school, they have to earn their, you know, they're starting to earn their own money and manage their own money and kind of be able to live on their own. And so it puts these parents and their children in a difficult position. And the other thing that I think is important to note is that unlike 20 years ago, you really have to go on beyond, you have to get that high school diploma, you have to really go on beyond high school and get some kind of post-secondary credential if you want to be able to get a job that's going to support your family. And so for these young people, with the cost of education being very high, the cost of their housing being very high, those are certainly things that we know there are policy solutions to fix, and that we lift up as being things that folks can do at the state level especially, but also at the federal level, to help not only the young parent be successful, but their child as well. We believe that this is about taking advantage of the promise that exists for these young parents and their children. It really is a time when there's a lot of opportunity. So things like supporting their ability to pursue their education, and for these young people, and especially a lot, there's value in thinking about what's going on with their children. So we lifted up some examples around providing childcare on college campuses, especially in community college campuses. There are examples of programs that are working really well across the country. And so we lifted up those examples in the report, and that can be supported at the state level as well as at the federal level. The report is available on the Annie E. Casey Foundation's website, which is aecf.org.